Welcome back to The Hat Trick, brought to you by cricket-betting.com. I'm Ed Hawkins. This is the live cricket betting show brought to you weekly. It tells you exactly what will be happening in two test matches this week. We've got India versus England, the fifth test from Dharamsala. We've also got New Zealand versus Australia from Christchurch, both games starting on Saturday. Our special tippers are returning again. We've got Manish finding the best stats angles. We've got John Wright, the former Oz compiler, and Ben finding the special bets. We start with India versus England. Our bookmaker is 10 Crick. That's 10cr10.com if you want to check it out online. India 1.6, England 3.3, the draw 5.6. Remember, the standout bets come together at the end of each segment. We'll do India versus England first, as I said. Then we'll do New Zealand versus Australia. Manish, what do we know about Dharamsala as a wicket? We know it's going to be very cold. I've seen snow forecast. What's going on?
Yeah, it's going to be very cold, somewhere around 10 to 15 degrees Celsius. That probably will help the fast bowlers. Overall, if you look at this ground, it's not a high-scoring one, even though only one test has happened here before. It was the highest score of 332. But if you look at the ODIs as well, the average first inning score is somewhere around 228. So this is not a high-scoring ground. It supports spinner as well as fasters equally. Nathan Lyon has a 5-4 here, and Umesh Yadav did have a 5-4 across two innings. So I would say it's an even ground for batsmen and bowlers, and somebody who possesses both the abilities would perform well here.
Okay, thanks, Manish. Plenty to go on there. John, series is won by India already. Your former Oz compiler, do you factor in a dead rubber to prices? Do you give a little bit of drift on that India price if you're doing this because you think they might not be quite at it?
Not really. I think there's World Championship test points available. England are currently lying eighth. India are second. I still think there's a lot to play for. The fact that India are bringing back Bumrah for this test match shows to me that it's not really a dead rubber. I think there's a lot to play for. And I think this is a venue that England had earmarked to be competitive. As Manish says, that I think it will suit them, the pitch, and it could be a bit of a leveller.
Yeah, I tend to think you're right, John, on that. Pitch being a leveller. Chilly conditions, ball could move around. Have a look at some of those India batsmen and their feet movement. If they're rooted to the crease and it's bending, look about shorting their runs in play with 10 Crick. Ben, John talking about England being competitive. They've been pretty competitive, but haven't managed to finish a game off. Should have won the last game, but strangely becalmed Bazball, wasn't it? They went into their shell with the bat. They also started giving cull deep singles when they got India on the floor, but couldn't finish them off in the first innings. What's going on?
I think it's just a function of teams going to India. I mean, look at India's. India just wins in India. It's an impossible task. I mean, I was looking back at the history of some of the great Australian sides. Steve Waugh failed all the time, you know. The war, the Pontings, they just constantly fell. Australia won when Ponting was captain in that series because Gilchrist ended up being captain. It's a country that you can't, it's very difficult to win in. So I don't think it's applied against Bazball. This is just, it's just hard to win in India, that's it.
Yeah, Shane Warne's record in India, not very good either. You check that one out to illustrate Ben's point further if you want. Don't forget to check cricket-betting.com for all your cricket betting needs, folks. Let's get straight into it for the first hat trick of the show and have those standout bets for the first test, fifth test, starting with Manish. What do you got?
As I said, I think the top batters are going to find it difficult to score runs here. So it's all about the middle order that is going to be deciding who will have an upper hand, especially in the first innings. I think Ravindra Jadeja has been really good in this series with bat as well as ball. He's the highest wicket taker for India, tied with Ashwin, and he's just behind Gill and Rohit Sharma when it comes to runs. So I'm pretty much going for Ravindra Jadeja to be the player of the match at 7.4.
Yeah, man of the match in that last test match. Well, the only test match played at Dharamsala, as Manish says. John, let's come to you. What's your top pick?
My top pick in this test match, I think that Tenkrick have priced up the England bowling totally wrong. They've priced it up on what's happened in the series so far. So hence, they've got Hartley, who's got 20 wickets in the series so far, as 3.1. And they've got Bashir at 3.05. I don't think Bashir will play. I think England will go with three seamers. I think they'll go with Wood, Robinson and Anderson. And I think the England team have earmarked Robinson to bowl well at this venue. It's all about bait. It's all about delivery, high bounce. Robinson will perform well at this. Even though he didn't get any wickets in the last test match, he'll perform well here. And the price of him to be top England wicket taker in the first innings of 5-10 is a little bit derisory. That's my bet.
Now, there you go. That's why John is here. He used to price up these markets, so he knows what he's talking about. Ben, what's your top pick from some of the specials out there with Tenkrick?
I'm very much with John on this. I like England bowlers. I mean, I didn't actually realise it was only going to be 10 degrees, which is even more of a reason to pick English bowlers. I think Indian bowlers are going to come out with jumpers and struggle. It's a cold condition. I like Jimmy. I think Anderson for at 4.3 is still very long as England top bowler. So I'm actually thinking him as my pick for the match at 4.3. I just like him. The rest, batsmen, I would avoid the batsmen again. Difficult conditions. You could see some failures quickly on. I'm on the bowlers, and for me, it's Anderson.
So Anderson, top England first innings wicket taker.
Yep.
Okay, great. That's your first hat trick. Got another hat trick coming up. A standout bets for New Zealand versus Australia. Profit loss figures for our tipsters. Four shows in, 1 point level stakes. Ben is minus 0.48 and Manish and John minus 3. Tenkrick have prices for New Zealand versus Australia. Match odds market for you now. New Zealand 3.7, Australia 1.49 and the draw 7. Manish, straight back to you. What do we know about the Christchurch pitch?
It's a pretty interesting one. The team batting second have won about 53% of the matches, which goes contrary to what Test cricket is about. But if you look at the venues across New Zealand, the win percentage for team batting second is more than the win percentage for team batting first, which is 33% as opposed to 27% when win batting first. But here, it's all about winning the toss and bowling first, because team batting second have won about 53% of the matches out of the 12 that has happened so far. It's pretty high scoring ground, but there have been certain low scores as well. So I would say win the toss, bowl first, and get the team cheaply out in the first innings, and that's your chance to win. The temperature would be around 20, 25 degrees with a bit of clouds. So it's hotter than India.
Okay. John, pitch was a bit of a leveler in the first innings in Wellington for these two. Australia have shortened right up to 1.45. We're getting 1.6 for that first game round about that region. Do we wait on Australia in play here? I know we're supposed to love the Kiwis as punters, but my goodness, are they the most frustrating team in the world, constantly getting into winning positions and then chucking it away? They drive me absolutely mad.
Yeah, it's always a mismatch, these two sides. I mean, I think the last time New Zealand won a test match was in 1993. I think with that Wellington test match, I think, New Zealand won the toss, put Australia in. And Australia, I mean, that innings of Cam Green of 174, carried his bat through the innings, 174 not out, was unbelievable on a real tricky pitch. So I think Australia at the moment are very, very strong. I think that Wellington pitch probably took New Zealand by surprise, because Wellington doesn't usually turn so much, and it was very favourable for Nathan Lyon. I think the Australian balance of the side, they seem to go. These six batters they've got at the moment, I think they're going to stick with them for a period of time. The bowling is, the balance of the bowling attack is unrivaled worldwide. And I struggle to see how New Zealand are going to be competitive even in the second test.
Yeah, to continue my rant about the Kiwis, how do you prepare a pitch at home for Nathan Lyon and then don't even realise you've done that? I don't know. Ben, any hope for the hosts?
They're my favourite side. I mean, I like Australia, obviously, but I like the Kiwis. The batting lineup for New Zealand is exceptional. Aside from a run out, which was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, which you shouldn't run yourself out in a test match, but Kane knows better. They've got a decent batting lineup. Unfortunately, when you're facing the likes of probably the most underrated bowler in Australia's history in Nathan Lyon, you've got Cummins, you've got Hazelwood, and you've got Stark. That's a big problem straight away. No matter how good your batsmen are at home, they're going to struggle. Having said that, there's some really good odds there, but they're going to struggle. Too difficult for New Zealand even at home. Australia's going to win this one quite easily, I think, again.
Okay, let's hope for a bit of sugar in that Australia price in play. We don't want to be really advising 1.45 shots. Suggest 1.8 might be the price you get involved with if that's your bag. Right, let's go to standout picks. The hat trick of bets, please. Ben, I'm coming straight back to you first. Keep you on your toes.
I'm going to highlight two just to start with and come back to the one I think. Cameron Green at 6.8 for the century is a very interesting one. Probably a bit risky, but at 50, he batted exceptionally well at 325. The irony is the groaning in Australia of he's given himself 10 tests to stick around. It's kind of, there's a bit of a comparison with Cameron Green and our favourite captain at the moment, in Marsh. So Cameron Green is still, it's still, they're still not convinced that he's the right test batsman. But anyway, he did the massive score, 174. So 50 runs for him at 325 is an interesting one. The one that did jump out at me though is top team with top batsman, New Zealand at 2.2. They've got good
Okay.
batsmen. I'm not saying they win the match, but at 2.2 for best batsman at home, I think that's a great one. That's mine.
Australia batting not been so hot over the last couple of years, so that's a decent pick from Ben. But Kiwi to be the top run scorer. Manish, your standout pick with 10 crick for New Zealand versus Australia.
I completely agree with Ben. I like New Zealand's batting lineup. They bat deep. Even Phillips scored 71 in the last game, batting at seven, I think. So I'm going to go with Kane Williamson to score 33.5 runs or over at 1.83. He has more than 1,000 runs in last 10 games. Even if as soon as he, as long as he doesn't get himself run out, I think 33.5 is too low for a person of his caliber. So Kane Williamson to score 33.5 at 1.83 is my bet.
Kane Williamson wins 30% of the time last 2 years on top. But I'm glad you mentioned Glenn Phillips. Is there a better cricketer in the world across all formats? He's taking five wicket hauls in test matches. He's a wicket keeper, a blaster in white ball stuff. Now he's scoring runs in the bat of test cricket as well. Incredible stuff from him. Last word and the last bet goes to John Wright for this one.
I'm big with Cameron Green. I think he's massively overpriced at 680 to be top bat in the first innings. Now he's batting four. I think that'll be his place now. I think the Australians will build their team around him. I think Andrew McDonald has said they're going to rest him in the lead-ups. He's not going to play ODI cricket. He's not going to play T20 cricket. They know that he's a three format player that will play all things. But with all the Australian players near retirement, they'll get preference. He's about they he got 100 in the lead-up to the last game when he got 174 not out. I think Cam Green is the real deal. There's a few derivatives, whether you're overpriced, number of fours, and him to get over 25 and a half. But I'm going to go in with him to be top scorer, definitely overpriced, batting at four, 680. Cam Green, top Australia bat in the first innings.
There you go. Your double hat trick is done. The three standout bets for the fifth test between India and England from Dharamsala on Thursday, and also New Zealand versus Australia from Christchurch. Christchurch starting on Thursday as well. Brought to you by cricket-betting.com. Go and check out the site. Loads of stuff on there for you to get your teeth into if cricket betting is your thing. We will see you next time on the hat trick.